Walter Leo Friday wants to strengthen Mushkagawit communities and their treaty understanding. There is hardly any noise or voice about our treaty implementations, how our ancestors understood it when they signed, or the spirit of their treaty, says Friday. Treaty is the foundation of our nationhood and our self-governing nation. Friday is one of three people running to be Grand Chief in the Mushkagawit Council election on August 25. The winner will serve a four-year term. A member of Kashichewan First Nation, he has served terms as chief and has been a council member in his community since 1981. From 2006 to 2015, he served as Mushkagawit Council Deputy Chief and was part of the foundation of the council in the early 80s. He has also been working as the Kashichewan First Nation relocation-led negotiator. He said that communities should be self-governing in policies related to education, healthcare, child welfare and other community needs, and respecting the treaty is a big part of that. Hold on and think for a minute how we should proceed, he said. Treaty should make the chief and council's power and autonomy stronger. Treaty, he said, is the foundation of self-government. He sees that understanding of the treaty as a challenge that needs to be addressed going forward, as well as an awareness of corporate challenges. Creation of corporations are taking over chief and council autonomy, as well as regional powers through corporate laws and policies like health, education, justice, child welfare, energy, and housing, he said. We must take control of our destiny. Elder care is also a priority. He wants to ensure that the programs for elders are under the control of community leadership and that the programs are respectful of the contributions elders make to their communities. I had been brought up to respect my elders. I knew that they had much to teach. I began to visit them as much as possible, he said about his journey toward community service. I was always willing to help out. Friday's goal is clear. He wants to see Mushkagawit communities educated in their history, supporting their elders and forging a path forward for the next generation. He sees that in the work he's done in Kashichewan and the work he's done to move the community to higher ground. I see a big turnaround for the community, a plan for a better future for our youth and the next generation, said Friday. He said that he has heard from community members about their concerns and the time was right for him to accept the nomination. I have been receiving a lot of messages and phone calls and whenever I see people, they ask me to run for the office of Mushkagawit Grand Chief and I finally decided to answer their call, he said. The other candidates for Grand Chief are Ernest Beck and Allison Linklater. This is the first time two Deputy Grand Chief positions are also being elected. The Deputy Grand Chief North will represent Fort Albany First Nation, Kashichewan First Nation, Moose Cree First Nation and Attawapiskat First Nation. The Deputy Chief South is for Chaplo Cree First Nation, Taqua Tagamau Nation and Missinabe Cree First Nation in the South. The nominees for Deputy Grand Chief North are Rebecca Friday, Charlotte Nakuchi, Sylvina Rickard and Amos Wesley. Natasha Martin has been acclaimed as Deputy Grand Chief South. The Mushkagawit general election will be held on August 25, and email voting packages can be requested up until August 11.